2020's big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, Packer Hall of Famer soon to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll know more January 3rd, he says, is Leroy Butler. Anthony Mandela, Ryan Horvath sitting in. Rami McAuliffe on vacation until Monday. He's off for the rest of the week. You'll find out as we go through the month of December that he has a lot of vacation time left to burn in the month of December. So you'll be hearing
about out there. If you got any vacation, to burn it.
Because here you can't roll it over. Can't roll it over here, so you got to take it.
Do most companies let you do that? I don't think so.
Some companies let you roll it over.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and other companies don't. It all depends, I guess, on what you want to do. So Anthony and Ryan are here kind of filling in for Rami.
Now, wasn't I right with most companies, though, when you get fired, your key card is deactivated?
Yes.
You have to go through HR to get back in the building to get your stuff?
I would imagine that not necessarily. Like here, over the course of the years I've been here, I've seen guys and girls both get walked out. Like you get a box, you put your stuff in your box, you get escorted to the front door.
And you can't come back.
And you're done. That's it.
Yeah, because I mean, you're not in a frame of mind to come back.
Right. And you're done. That's it.
Yeah.
So now sometimes I've seen it done where they really like somebody.
Yeah.
So they'll let you walk out and not tell anybody you're fired and then won't announce it till the next day. And they let you come back at night, clear your stuff out, and then the next morning they tell everybody you've been fired.
Yeah.
So it's not embarrassing.
But I need to get that key card.
All depends.
From you, though.
You got to get the key card, right?
Yeah. So they let McCarthy must be keep his.
Yeah.
I can't see him walking in the front door.
I mean, unless you're Ryan, who leaves and comes back and never gives up the key card. And then they're like, you already got your key card. And you never gave it back. So, just come on back.
Well, he's white, so he's good.
Yeah, maybe you get special access when you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
maybe.
But you get special access. You can come back whenever you want.
Either way.
So you ain't letting Rami back in if he let go. I ain't letting Rami back.
No. Let's talk a little bit now about the Green Bay
paper
Packers.
Be everywhere.
This is a topic we had yesterday, and we never were able to get to it because we got overtaken by a ton of response by the Winston Moss firing. We start talking about this organization and the way that it's going forward. We start talking about, as Gary likes to say, everybody wants to point blame at somebody for if anything goes wrong. And that's pretty much what this topic is right now, which is, you know, who is the bigger problem right now within this organization? Do you think it's Mark Murphy, as I would say, the head of the snake? Or do you think it's Aaron Rodgers? And I think it's a very difficult question. I don't know where everybody's going to go on this. Normally, I have a good idea where I think Gary's going to go. Normally, I have a pretty good idea where Leroy's probably going to go. When Rami's here, I most of the time have a good idea of where he's going to go. On this one, I literally have no clue where everybody's going to go on this topic. I really don't, because I think it's a difficult question. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's start with the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Well, you would think that the guy that controls the most would be Aaron Rodgers, because all of this has happened because he wasn't playing to the level that we've normally seen. We've never seen where Aaron Rodgers was even in that QBR stuff, like number 19. You've never seen that. You've never seen him for consecutive games under 200 yards. You've never seen him missing wide open receivers. You've never seen some of this stuff. So that, because if he had been playing on point, McCarthy would still be here. Then it wouldn't be any drama. And then he would be just a well-coached, oil machine. I mean, he was well-coached when he first got here. He was happy. I mean, he made a lot of money, MVP. Everything is great. Now something just changed. And it is like a marriage. But, again, when you're married, you don't agree with everything your wife say, but you say, yes, dear. You fold your head down and it's over with. You don't go in there and say, hey, you know what? I'm changing the plumber. I'm changing the guy who's cutting the grass. I'm doing all that. And when she come on, like, okay, who bought this wallpaper? Who did this? I did it. You're going to get a divorce. You better. And that's what happened. Aaron changed everything. Matter of fact, changed stuff right there in the huddle. Mike said, what the hell are you running? Hey, man, I got this. If you're going to change a play, you better be right. So I'm going to put a lot of this smoke on Aaron Rodgers, because he has control over that. You know what? We saw an interview he had, me and Gary, the way he said he expected to be called out a little bit. He expected. And I applaud him for that, because that's when all the problems started. You should not be 4-7-1. If you look at the quarterbacks who beat him, Josh Rosen, just stop right there. I mean, you have to outperform this guy
That completion percentage, I think he's the worst starting quarterback in the league.
And see that,
well,
that
one of the worst.
That was never even heard of. You guys like that, you double them up. And if I told you guys, this is in closing, by the way, I would tell you guys, Aaron threw it 50 times and they scored only 17 points. You say, child, please, I don't believe it. But that's what happened. So I'm giving a lot of that smoke to Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so Leroy Butler says the bigger problem in the organization is Aaron Rodgers more so than Mark Murphy. What say you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. You ready, Gary? Huh?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Anthony done turned the mic on. He lets you all do it. Grown men.
I like that.
Yeah, we're grown. Yeah,
I like
right.
that. Because I'm going to turn my mic on. I could be saying something stupid.
Sometimes it does happen.
Right.
Sometimes you get busted. And then the Leroy's got to scramble to figure out whether or not. He just lets it go out there.
It's just funny.
Like I said before, I think this is a very difficult question.
Very difficult question? It really is.
For me, I'm going to say it's Murphy is the bigger problem on this team.
I got to hear this one.
Because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to being MVP Aaron Rodgers next year.
Stop, Steve.
Yeah, he is. And he might do it for the rest of this year, but he's definitely going to do it next year. And I said before, I think he wins the MVP next year in this league.
Stop.
Yeah, next year. It's going to happen next year. Because I think this is going to be Aaron Rodgers against the world mentality now, and I think you're going to see
it. What was it before?
It was Rodgers just going through the motions to a certain degree. I mean, he put
that
in the same.
That would make it his fault.
I think he put in the same effort that he's always put in to a certain degree. But I think
you said doing no extra
in the offseason and stuff. I think you're going to see a motivated Aaron Rodgers to get everything fixed. And I said
you might
before,
be right, Steve, because he don't want it to be his fault. So he'll. Yeah,
I said before, and I'll say it again, the best thing that dude could do is get those three receivers, Moore and Scantling and St. Brown, all together with him out in California or whatever, and work out together a couple weeks in the summertime and get their chemistry down, understand each other, what they're looking for. Yeah, he did it in the beginning of his career with James Jones. And who is that tall dude? I always forget his name. Who is a tall dude?
Javale Martin.
Yeah, and him.
Ruvell Martin.
Yeah. Those guys would all go work out with Aaron the first couple of years when he was a backup, and those guys were rookies and first and second-year players, and that's how they got their bond on that second unit because Rodgers viewed it as a competition, obviously, with Favre on the first unit, so he wanted to try and make himself look as good as possible, and he wasn't very good early, but that's what he did. He has to do that again, I think, with these young receivers, especially if he doesn't plan on playing in exhibition games again or any of that other stuff. I think he does something along those lines. I think you will see a more motivated Aaron Rodgers than ever before. So I don't think going forward, I don't think Aaron's going to be the problem because he got exposed quite a bit with all the stuff that's come out on him, and I think now he's going to be set to fix it. Murphy, in this thing, I've never liked. I'm never going to like, and I'm very concerned about it. But as I said before, the structure, the way they've got it set up. But I said this before, and I'll say it again. If Murphy hires a coach and that coach wins a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, then Murphy is then Bob Harlan on steroids. That's how it's going to be viewed. If he hires a coach and they don't do any better than McCarthy or slightly worse and they don't go back to another Super Bowl with the next head coach, then Murphy's going to get blasted. I think everything involving Murphy's legacy is hinged on this next hire because I don't think he's going to get a second hire with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback unless he pulls a Ryan Wolf and fires a dude 1 year in and says, oh, wrong hire. I'm going to go get somebody else quick. Okay. If he does that, then maybe he has a chance to redeem himself. But you got to think this next coach is going to get a 4 or 5 year deal and given every opportunity to try and get this thing right with Aaron Rodgers. So for me, because of the way this whole thing is put together and speculation amongst people that this will actually work, for me, I think long-term, Mark Murphy could be a bigger problem than Aaron Rodgers. That's where I'm at. What about you? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Where are we going to on the phones next?
Mike, on the north side, we'll squeeze Mike in before we get to a break.
Hey, how y'all doing? Lee Ryan,
good,
what's up, man?
What's up, my brother?
I'm ready. Yeah, I listen to y'all every day, and I like y'all keep it real. I just think the problem is Mark Murphy. He should have got rid of Ted like 3 or 4 years ago because Ted got so old in the draft that he wasn't draft picking right. So I think the problem was Mark Murphy. Now we're looking for a new coach. Mike McCarthy's offense was stale for the last 3 years, was nothing different. But you got these other offenses that's putting up numbers, 35 points a game, and we got the MVP Aaron Rodgers.
How much percent you putting on Rodgers? Because he was missing guys that were open. McCarthy called a play, he was open.
I'll put a little bit on Rodgers. I'll put a little bit on Rodgers, Leroy. But the offense McCarthy was running was stale. It's been stale for the last 3 years, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been stale. There's no motion. There's no double tight end set or nothing. But I'm going to tell you like this. When the new coach come in, he's going to bring the offense and watch Rodgers have a different mentality this next year in football.
I like that word.
Back to the MVP level, I think. That's my opinion.
No, you're good.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
So he's going to flip the switch like Rami said. He's going to flip the switch.
Yep. I tend to think he's going to flip the switch too.
See, here's the thing about it, and I'm going to keep this straight 100.
Always do.
If you're saying somebody is the greatest, if we're in the barbershop,
right,
and it's your turn to make your argument, if you're saying somebody is the greatest of all time, there is no switch. It's always on. We got one because we're normal. We're talking about a guy that's never normal, that's just always got, to me,
Deion
Michael
Sanders.
Jordan. Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor.
Those types.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say he's the best. He's a GOAT. I don't get it. You put me in any system, I'm all pro. I don't care. I'll make it work. Even if my stats come way down and I'm making somebody else better. I didn't care if Eugene Robinson got 5 or 6 interceptions more. I don't care. I just want to win because we all going to win. Now, I would care if he had more sacks than me. Now, I'm going upstairs if that's going to be happening. But that's a different show. But if he flips this switch that y'all talking about, that's sad. That's sad. But if he doesn't, he's on the other side. Okay, maybe giving him that extension was a problem.
All right, so where are you on this? I think it's a difficult question. Do you think it's Rodgers, or do you think it's the president, Mark Murphy? Who do you think is going to be the bigger problem in this organization? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We have not heard from Gary Ellerson about this topic.
That could be a good thing, though.
But
Gary's a little emotional.
Gary,
you know,
always likes talking about his good friends, and he's got friends over at Pella Windows.
Pella?
Yeah, from Anthony Mandela.
Hey,
now there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Met her a number of times. Huge Wisconsin sports fan. See a lot of Packer games. Leroy and I have seen a couple Packer games. We see her at the Packer Hall of Fame up there a couple of times. She's married to a man whose last name is Della. Good business move.
I still can't believe that happened.
Della. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Best windows and doors out there. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They are offering 2.99% financing for 7 years. That's 84 months on qualified orders. Experience the Pella difference when you work with Gina Della from Pella. You work with her and her entire team. They are there to make your job run smoothly. And don't worry about the cold. The Pella team installs year-round.
If you want to save up to 30% on your heating bill, you got to make sure that door shut. You know what?
That door shut.
Yeah. I'm telling you something. I had a little condo on the beach down there in Sawgrass.
Sawgrass.
And the guy told me.
Big league there, Steve. Sawgrass.
I said,
isn't
man.
There a golf course there?
Yeah. TPC. I said, what's wrong with my front door? He said, well, I said, man, I can see outside. Mm-mm. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I said, man, I can see. I'd see daylight. I need me a new door. Oh, we'll just put the little thing down. I said, no, I don't want no, I need a new dough. He says, is the dough the same as a door? I said, quit playing, man. Get rid of that daylight, and I mean it. If you see some daylight, go to Pella.com,
I've had that before.
If you hear the whistling noise, now is not the time to be cheap. If you hear that whistling noise or something ain't right, that means you ain't got the right windows. So I'm going to tell you somebody can get you the right windows and doors.
Or you've got the window open and don't know it.
Yeah, bingo, Steve.
I did that.
And they also have these ones.
I got a door story for the break.
I don't know if it's better than that, but I can see all the way outside. I'm serious. I'm going to tell you how to get in touch with these folks, because sometimes people may not know. If you're driving, give your phone to the passenger. Go to Pella.com and give them a call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And that's 2.99% financing as well. So they try any problem you bring them, they'll fix it. and tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson sent you.
All right, coming up next, your calls, and we'll hear from Gary Ellerson. And who is he going to throw blame on here, Murphy or Rogers? Stay tuned.
She just hit that note. You Gary knows that he's from Muskego.
Weren't we just talking about that yesterday, Leroy?
Yep.
So that's Matt Muskego you were talking about.
See?
I got to say, I did not, when I saw the playlist that good old KS sent over, I did not think this would be the song we would get karaoke to.
Dude, you turn on Gary's mic, I can't hear him.
I hear him.
Not used to that.
Yeah. He should be singing Christmas songs, though.
That's coming. Hey,
you got a Christmas album?
We do it every year before Christmas. He'll get a little Christmas
Can
karaoke.
Can you sing a little Christmas song?
Dude, did you hear he does karaoke in a commercial now?
Roasting on
Ooh.
Fire.
Did you hear that? He's doing karaoke in a commercial on the radio now.
Are you?
Yeah. I heard it the other day.
Huh?
Who sponsored it, huh, bud? You know where it is?
Yeah, I know where it is, cuz.
Yeah, we do. No, you know where it is.
Huh?
Thank you.
Mandela's on it. Got it.
Mandela.
Got a high
if it was color-coded, it'd be easier to find all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know who set this up.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
And don't move
Keep
it.
Keep your finger
don't
on
touch
it, because
if you move
it,
he won't know.
He will get mad.
He won't know.
Yeah, he won't know.
Well, you should have told me that, because now I'm going to find something.
It'll be just something else.
Right, yeah.
But like, just looking at this, like, we still need, like, 5 Janus drops?
Yeah.
Hey, you know back
Janus
in the
who?
Who set this up?
Hey, you know back in the day, Gary doesn't probably know this, but we used to do that to Cliff Saunders all the time.
Oh, messing
me
the
and Dave Metcalf, we put different things in where it was or whatever else. We were very mean to Cliff back in the day.
So see, you guys ruined it for
back
me.
Back in the day, we were really mean
so
to Cliff.
You guys
back in the
made
day.
It. You guys made him just all amped up all
yeah,
the time.
No man. Doubt.
And
yeah,
never said it
was Dave Metcalf and myself. Yeah, we yeah. really
you
messed
made
with
my
Cliff.
Job harder for me. See?
I actually ran the show yesterday.
You agitated him, not me.
No, we did.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we were not nice to Cliff.
Yeah, I got the shrapnel.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
And then I got blamed for it.
We got him all riled up because we would do the morning show.
Because he was freak out.
Gary and really? Cliff would come in at 9 o'clock, and they would do their show 9 to 11 or whatever.
That's mean, Steve.
Oh, we did a lot worse things
freak
than that.
Out.
We did a lot worse things than that. I'm not going to go over it on the air.
No,
but yeah. Oh, my God. I look back, and I'm like, dude, we're lucky he didn't, like, punch us. Some of the stuff we did to him, man. Oh, man, we were bad.
I actually ran the show yesterday. Mandela got the picture.
You did? Yeah, he was running the board yesterday, Gary, after you left.
You put that on Twitter?
Yeah. I was scared.
You're scared?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
No.
I thought you did fine. Okay, Mark Murphy, Aaron Rodgers, who is going to be the bigger problem? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If you're on, hope we'll get you first. Let's hear from the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson.
You want to take a phone call real quick, Mandela?
He's just stalling, man. This is what he does. He's just stalling. He doesn't want to give an answer.
Go ahead, Mandela.
He Greg, knows what time
he's
it
a
is.
Homer.
Greg in Hartford, what do you got?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of on the fence with all this, but I think I'm going to lean more towards Rodgers here. I think they went ahead and they gave him way too much money too soon and too much power. And I hate to say this, but there's times where – I mean, I love Rodgers, don't get me wrong, but there's times where I feel as if we need a different quarterback, but I love Rodgers as much as the next guy. But what are you going to do? You know.
Thanks for the call.
Wait,
you cut him off.
Why you cut him off?
He got some good stuff going.
Yeah,
he's there.
Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, okay, man. I'll just make sure I have my radio turned down. I think he's got. What happened here is I've been watching you guys, Butler. I remember when you were playing with Brett Favre. Man, you're one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Man, I wish there was more players out there that had the mentality you have.
I like that word.
But everything's changed, and so has the quarterbacks. And I just think they just gave way too much to Rodgers. The bottom line is, I think it all went to his head in a certain way. And I don't know, man. I'm just starting to dislike the guy more and more. But yeah, I love him as a quarterback, though, when he does play a good game. But I've yet to see a good game out of him this year there.
No, we should have.
I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
That's the bottom line here. Rodgers is, I think he's got an attitude beyond an attitude.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
You know what, Gary, he started to change. It seemed like he flipped a switch attitude-wise since McCarthy. He looks more relaxed. So I don't know if it's something into that or not.
Yeah.
Looked relaxed at his birthday party.
Yo,
Rodgers got fired.
With his folks.
Well, no folks.
I wouldn't have went to that one.
Unless his folks just weren't in the picture. Maybe they were there, but they didn't dress up in cowboy costumes like Danica and everybody else in the picture.
I mean, he could have been relaxed because he made his own beer at home, too. Yeah. He was just sipping on that.
Yeah, right.
Brought it out with him. Can you do that?
You know, Mandela, you kind of freak me out sometimes when you do that. Well, because you look at Sparky when you start, and I don't know if you're...
Mic doesn't bend this way, so I can't really talk into it.
It freaked me out when you start looking at Sparky and you're looking at him. I think this is for me, but I'm not really sure.
It definitely is, because I don't have Northern Brewer.
I know, and I'm like, is he really talking to me, or is he talking to Steve? Did Steve get something about that?
I'll start stretching my neck so I can turn all the way over.
You got a long-ass neck now.
You do got a long neck, though, Mandela.
Do it? That's a first. I've heard a lot of comments about how I look. Neck has never been one of them. I'll add it to the list.
Well, you're good-looking, though, Mandela. I mean, you're good-looking.
Yeah, you're a good-looking guy. His barber helped him out.
You married yet?
No.
Yeah?
That's coming.
I tried to get him married.
I am not.
I tried to get him divorced.
We are not opening this door 2 days in a row.
No, we can't do it 2 days in a row because she missed it.
She missed it yesterday.
Yeah, so we're not doing it.
But then I screwed up and I told her.
That's my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault.
I said,
to ask her.
And then what did you say to me, Leroy? I told her after. I said, but it doesn't mean anything. Leroy's always making stuff up. That's what he told me to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my fault.
Can I make some stuff up then?
Yeah, you can make some stuff up.
Term here or no?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, that's long.
I told her to mess it up. She's a good one.
You seen it, Leroy?
Yeah.
When'd you see
her? I'm on her Instagram right now.
She got an Instagram page?
Yeah, she blocked Mandela from yesterday, what he said about her.
Well, speaking of blocking,
she's not
my good friend's over at Northern Brewer.
Bring her in here one day. Let us meet her.
Located on Hollywood. No, don't do that.
Why?
Located on Hollywood.
I want to keep her.
Kiss her death. Located on Hollywood. If you want to keep her, don't bring her in.
Bring her in.
Located on Hollywood. Put on the radio. Even Harvett knows about that. Located
that's
on
what R. Kelly says, right?
Yeah, and Greenfield Avenue,
what
where
happened?
You can make your own beer.
What are you talking about?
You know about R. Kelly.
Yeah, he
beer,
about
wine,
R.
or
Kelly.
Soda, you can do that at Northern Brew. It's a great hobby to have, guys. They got the brew kitchen right there on premises. Right there to your left. Barley, grains, and hops. Fresh.
I made
all
some
there.
Strawberry and cream
if
soda.
If you need to make strawberry and cream, they got it there. Good. Guys, go check my good friends out right now at Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 and Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster.
I said, kill it.
Mm-hmm. Said, don't bring your girl to the club, remember?
Remember you said that?
Yeah. Or to the studio.
Leroy, I don't think you should know anything about R. Kelly because you're white.
Oh. That too.
I told you a story. I almost played basketball with R. Kelly one time at Lifetime Fitness.
What?
Yeah, I told you guys the story, but it was when I first started.
I never heard
nobody knew
story.
Who the hell it was. So I was playing hoops at Lifetime Fitness one day, and a bus shows up, like a huge bus. It's a Sunday.
Oh,
nobody's
like a tour
there.
Bus?
Yeah, a tour bus. Four dudes get off this big-ass bus. One of them, R. Kelly, and they kind of like rented out the court. They just wanted to hoop, full court. Him and four dudes, they just show up in this big-ass bus, play hoops for like 2 hours, and then just take
everybody
off.
Everybody stand around and watch him play?
Mm-hmm.
I bet, yeah. That's crazy.
He he didn't want to talk to anybody. He's good, too. He played a little bit in the CBA, I believe, for like the Hornets. He had a stint, which was to sell tickets, but he could ball a little bit.
Really? I didn't know he was in the CBA.
Man, I'm never nominating that guy for throwback.
No. Reason. No, I agree.
He's a weird dude, man. We'll get a voting update on Throwback Thursday after the break.
Yeah, let's do that.
How about we do that?
Yeah,
don't look at Gary,
though. Take a quick time out. We'll come back and... we'll hear what Gary actually has to say, and we'll get what the callers have to say.
He's been avoiding this, ain't he?
Yes, and he'll avoid it again. Watch. He won't even give an answer, and then he's going to leave at 4 o'clock. Yeah. It's his damn question, and we'll never get an answer. Dude, he's the king of this crap. I'm telling you, he does it all the time when it comes to the Packers. 414-799-1250. Who's the bigger issue, Murphy or Rodgers? Pat Benatar on a Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Master Z's. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Master Z's. All you have to do is tweet out 105.7 FM. The fan and use the hashtag big throwback. And we have our nominations out there already. Stevie Nicks was Gary's nomination, right? Fleetwood Mac. LL Cool J, that of Leroy Butler. I had said Run DMC. So those are the nominations that we've thrown out there to this point.
What about Whitney Houston and New Edition?
Whitney Houston and New Edition. I'm sorry, I'm old. Whitney Houston and New Edition as well. Other nominations. Ryan Horvath, what do we have for a voting update?
Fleetwood Mac in the lead along with Gary Oakey. So are we going to count Gary Oakey as Fleetwood Mac since that's his pick?
No, Gary Oakey's a no
Gary
vote. Gary Oakey's built in.
Nah,
that's
nah,
a built
nah,
in? Okay.
Nah, nah, nah. Okay. I don't know about all this.
He's only here
sure.
for 2 hours. How do you have a Throwback Thursday? And then you have no Gary. You have no Throwback Thursday in the next 2 hours?
Nah,
well, he
could
record
right.
some hits before.
Okay.
And we can play him off the computer like Reams, like Reams does with his updates.
Right. We've got Gary Oakey recorded from previous sessions. So that's technically true because he's only here for 2 hours.
So then we would only have a half a day for karaoke.
I don't know.
Good old, you got to turn on Gary's mic. Yeah,
I'm not used to it.
Well, people are doing karaoke. It's Christmas karaoke. That's the only time you get karaoke.
Since when?
Says Gary.
Oh, says Gary.
Yeah.
Well, Gary's the one doing karaoke. All right, so there you go. So Gary says he's not doing karaoke.
No, well,
so
I am.
Those votes.
Well, I am doing karaoke, but it'll be Christmas karaoke.
Right, so you're not doing normal karaoke anymore. Those days are done.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Man, just normal music. Like,
well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm
like
not,
before, you did Heartbreaker.
Yeah, I mean, that's just Gary being Gary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But karaoke, or I actually do karaoke for a whole 4 hours of work, that's Christmas. That's my Christmas album.
But can we get a promo for that? Hold on. Like the week leading up?
For sure. Yes.
Okay,
that's
good.
A great idea. But this is.
I'll podcast it too. Just all the hits.
What if for karaoke, if this were to win, what if we did this? You pick what songs you want to have coming out of breaks. Different artists, whatever your favorite songs are. And then we just play the music coming out, and then you just hop in and sing whenever you want to sing coming out of break.
No, I'm okay with it.
With the music, not by yourself.
No.
Just, you don't want to do that either?
Just karaoke.
I tried, folks. Karaoke's out. All right, so then what do we have then?
I say they're thinking karaoke because Christmas is here, right? They got to be thinking that.
Karaoke's, coming up Christmas karaoke in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
So it'd be Fleetwood Mac, and then number two would be LL Cool J. Now we've kind of opened up the R. Kelly floodgates, unfortunately.
What?
So
man.
We got some Kells coming through.
The FCC, can we even play R. Kelly?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You could play like I Believe I Could Fly. Like I just showed my kid Space Jam, so now he's walking around the house singing that. I was like, there's a role model for you.
Yeah.
Rob Kelly.
Not really.
All right.
So,
all right, Kelly.
Time for Gary to finally answer the question. Mark Murphy, Aaron Rodgers. Who is the bigger problem for the Packers going forward?
I think right now today is Aaron Rodgers. I don't even know how that's even really a huge debate. I think right now, I know Steve thinks otherwise, but I think right now, if you're going to go ask somebody come in and coach, I don't think it's really about the structure. I think it's about Aaron Rodgers. I think it's about if I can coach him and will he listen to me? Can we get along? And then after that, it's about how much power can I have? I think it's first and foremost about Aaron Rodgers, the player, than it is about Mark Murphy. Because that's the first thing I'm going to be looking. Because if I can't coach that guy, it don't matter how much control I got. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to trump the control that you have anyway.
For sure.
I mean, if you're the GM, you can't get rid of him. There's nothing you can do.
Nope.
So you're stuck with the guy. If he doesn't want to listen to you, you're being having.
Listen to what you just said. You're stuck with Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Greg said you can trade him.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to trade him.
You can't trade him.
But I'll tell you what Greg said. Don't give me no smoke. I'm telling you what the caller said.
You know what I find interesting? Somebody sent something that I saw the other day, Steve, that all the highest paid quarterbacks are not in the playoffs this year or not doing something. Like I thought I saw that somewhere.
We read that list.
Joe,
I thought it was
Zizzola.
Tuesday.
What was it? The percentage of the payroll of the quarterback, those teams were out of the playoffs. There are a certain percentage of the payroll that quarterbacks are getting. All of those, was it over 25% of the payroll? And all those quarterbacks are not in the playoffs.
So the highest salary quarterbacks aren't in the playoffs.
Like,
I don't think it's that high.
Yeah, I think it's. I thought you did. You say that or no?
No,
I get Harvick to do it. Then you're not strong enough.
25%. I don't think any quarterback takes
up
that
much. Is it 20%? I don't know. I thought I had heard a number.
Maybe more like 11 or 12.
No, it was more than that. I don't know. I thought I heard a number. A certain percentage of a quarterback's making of that payroll. Those quarterbacks are not in the playoffs.
Now we're gonna have to look it up.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Right.
Well, you got two this week that's making over 100 and some guaranteed.
Neither are in.
What about Stafford?
Not in.
Nope.
No.
David Carr.
Derek Carr. Nope.
Derek Carr.
Nope. I mean, he's not in.
Oh, he's not in.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's definitely some high paying guys that aren't
Cousins.
In. Cousins.
He's
on
the bridge.
Not right
he's
now.
On the cusp.
Nope.
Though.
Alex Smith.
Russell Wilson.
I don't know where Russell Wilson's number is.
He's on the cusp,
he's
too,
on the cusp
though.
Alex Smith, though, he's done.
So, yeah, I mean, but it goes to show you that everybody keep talking about we could have got Khalil Mack. I don't know if that could have worked. Well, listen, Khalil Mack, I think you might have said this, Joe. I know Steve said it for sure. Khalil Mack would have worked had you not signed, what's his name? Nick Perry.
Well, no, you as far as having to pay him or whatever.
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, but it still would have worked because you would have cleared Matthews and Cobb this offseason.
Well, had you not had those guys.
You would have had to have extended him past this year, played his deal this year, and then ballooned his contract up after
this
year.
Yeah, but he didn't want an if come maybe number.
It could have worked if you would have not signed Aaron Rodgers to an extension with 2 years left.
And that was before Aaron Rodgers. And that, you're right, that could have. Yep.
Yeah, they should have did that a long time ago.
Aaron wanted his money.
Well, too
bad. I don't blame him.
Do you want Khalil Mack with the chances to go to the Super Bowl, or do you want to go with Nick Perry? What do you want?
What do you ask
Rodgers? That's what you tell 12.
Right. Why wouldn't you say that to him?
Maybe they did. I don't know. But my thing is, I don't think they did everything they could to try and get that deal done. I'll go to my grave saying that. Because you can't tell me they couldn't have come up with a better package than what Chicago gave up. You just couldn't.
I mean, especially when you got a lot of picks.
Anytime you want something in sports, you can get that something if you're willing to overpay for it.
Right.
Anything.
And they didn't
anybody.
And they didn't want to overpay.
Right. You could have overpaid to get Khalil Mack, and they didn't want to overpay in the same division.
Nope.
That's the other thing. Well, not in the same division. The Raiders are in the same division, but they could have overpaid
Chicago
to get that dude.
Chicago went from worst to first.
Right.
It's worth it.
Okay, we got to take a quick time out. Come back. We'll talk with John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com.
Time for the big show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer, we hope, Leroy Butler. Joining us now, he is our guy, John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely, Sparky.
Bad news for the Badgers basketball team right off the get with an injury.
You don't want to talk about football?
We'll get to football. But there's an injury for Badger basketball that's kind of the lead right now. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, Trevor Anderson, who sat out all last year after transferring from UW Green Bay, he's going to miss the rest of this season with a knee injury. He was probably about 80% this year. He had some issues with his knee. He re-injured it in Wisconsin's last game. So he's going to miss the rest of the year. He's going to undergo surgery. You know, if you kind of gloss over it, you know, he's a guy playing about 7 minutes a game, but probably Wisconsin's backup point guard. You know, he provided some energy off the bench. So, you know, not a huge blow.
They got Pinkle. What's his name?
I'm sorry,
Pritzel?
What?
Pritzel. They got Pinkle. Pritzel.
Called him Pinkle. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my.
Pritzel.
Yeah, Pritzel's, you know, more of a shooting guard off the bench. So I think you'll see a guy like Ty Strickland, a true freshman, step into a larger role.
Rod's kid.
Moving forward as the backup behind Demetri Trice.
Yeah, Rod's kid. I don't mind him either.
Yeah.
And Gary and I were texting the other night about Demetri Trice. And you and I have talked about Trice. He's made just a huge improvement from last year. But really the question is, like, how good do you think Trice can be?
Yeah, can he keep this up? You know, about 17 points per game right now for Trice. And he's looked great, you know, coming off that injury. And, you know, looking back to last year when they didn't have a true point guard once he went down for the whole season, it's kind of night and day with this Wisconsin team, and Trice is a big part of that. So I think the question is, can he continue to play at this level? He's shooting, you know, really well from beyond the arc. And, obviously, he's the point guard that's leading this offense. So can he keep this up? You know, that's the question. But he's absolutely a big reason why this team is 8-1 right now.
Go ahead, Gary. You want to go to football?
No, I don't want to dump water in the program, but, you know, I don't see anything different.
Like same old Badgers, what you're saying?
I don't see anything different.
They're 8-1.
Yeah, I seen that.
But no, not from this team. No one predicted them to be 8-1.
Yeah. I'm looking for like Duke.
You're in the wrong state, cuz.
Yeah, you're not gonna get that.
What? I'm looking
Duke
for
Duke today. Duke just got another top five kid in the country.
Yep,
I mean, they're recruiting at a level that no one else in the country is recruiting.
I'm 6'10" kid.
Okay, I'm looking for Michigan. How about that? That closer?
They can fight those boys.
Is that
Michigan
closer?
State.
Is that closer?
A lot of people feel like Wisconsin can come out of the Big Ten this year and win the Big Ten. So I mean, I don't know how. I seen that.
But that's not good enough. I mean, what do you?
I don't know. It's good enough for me. I understand. I get down with it. I mean, I'm just saying for all the masses of people out there who keeps talking about, you know, Wisconsin and the program, this, that, and the other. I seen it. I'm good with it. J-Mac, I know what the program's
don't
all
sound
about.
Like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the football program the same way, J-Mac. You're down year, you're still going to a bowl game, right? Last year, Wisconsin basketball team bottomed out. they didn't get to the, you know, the tournament because I think they had way too many injuries. But you know, I just understand both programs to me feels like they run kind of parallel.
Well, Florida State would love to be the Badgers.
Damn right they would.
Yeah, you know, I would agree with, in terms of consistency.
Yeah.
And you know, this year's football team is running very similar to, you know, last year's basketball team.
Yeah.
Now it'll be the question: can Paul Chryst, you know, make the jump that, you know, Greg Gard did this year in terms of your team? I don't know if you could say the Wisconsin football team this year, you know, bottomed out here or hit rock bottom. I know that they're going to play in a bowl game,
right?
You know, pinstripe.
But I call that but you know what? I call that the bottom. To me, this is the bottom for Wisconsin's football program.
If you're playing in December.
Well, not even that. I mean, the number of losses that they have. I don't think this. I don't think they ever go below this.
You know, for the football team, this is one of the lowest points, you know, in the last 20 seasons.
Yeah.
So I would agree. I don't know if they hit rock bottom, but okay. I mean, this is a low point where a lot of fans and people around the program are kind of scratching their heads. But you know, like I said, Paul Chryst will have an opportunity, just like Greg Gard did, to reevaluate things and try to get that program back to, you know, the level that fans expect it to be. So I would agree with you, Gary, in saying both these programs, football and basketball, you know, run pretty similar in terms of their consistency. But at the same time, I'm sure someone like Sparky will point out, you know, not being able to get to the highest point in their respective sports of winning a national title.
Who's going to be the quarterback when they play on the 27th?
You'll say something to you.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, answer the rule. That's fine.
You sure?
Go ahead.
I got recruiting stuff.
Oh yeah, get
the quarterback.
Yeah, but that ain't it. Just skip the quarterback. Go to recruit. That's
I
want to
hear more about recruiting.
It's going to be Hornibrook, right? He's going to be the quarterback for the bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, unless something crazy happens.
I know, right?
You know, the biggest thing that you saw, I think, against Minnesota is being able to preserve Jack Cohn's red shirt, and Cohn cannot play in the bowl game.
Who cares?
If he does, he were to burn his red shirt.
They should just burn that red shirt.
Just tell Jack Cohn he can go somewhere else and play. I don't.
Hey, y'all leave Jack Cohn
look,
alone.
You got Graham Mertz coming in here, and if Graham Mertz isn't that guy, they're screwed. Okay, well, if he's not, they're screwed anyhow after Hornibrook, because got Gatorade Player of the Years for the respective awards.
Jack Cohn was Gatorade Player of the Year?
Would you shush? Graham Mertz was one of those two guys that got the Gatorade Player of the Year, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mertz, you know, we've talked about Mertz, you know, for a handful of weeks, and rightfully so. You know, he's the big four-star quarterback.
Is he better than Kofinskis?
You know, he's going to enroll early. So, you know, that certainly begs the question, you know, can he compete for time? You know, this year, you talk about Gatorade Player of the Year. He threw for almost 4,000 yards this year with 51 touchdowns. Led his team to a state title appearance in Kansas. So, you know, he's as hyped and is you know, well-respected and heavily recruited as any prospect Wisconsin has ever got on campus. So I think the hype is real around Graham Mertz. Fans should be wondering if he can compete for time right away as a true freshman. Will it happen? I don't know. You know, you want to go and you want to be able to see what this guy does against college competition. I think spring is going to be a blur for him. What I'm really looking forward to seeing is what he can do in the fall. You know, I think in the fall we'll know if he's able to potentially compete for time there. And then the second guy, Leo Chenal from the northern part of Wisconsin in Grantsburg, you know, he's another guy who put up huge numbers this season, led his team to the state semifinals, and, you know, he played both ways, put up huge numbers at running back, huge numbers at linebacker. He projects to play middle linebacker for Wisconsin.
This is the thing here, because Gary brings up Cohn or whatever else. But this is where I'm at, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'm sure you do. I mean, there are certain states where, you know, when you're the player of the year in your state means more than other states
where
the talent isn't as rich maybe in a certain sport. So for Wisconsin, my humble opinion, I think basketball, we're probably more talent rich for basketball than maybe we are for football. But in other states, it could be different.
Yeah, you know, basketball for sure. And Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin has produced some great players, and, you know, they have some excellent players in the state right now. Michael Foster, Patrick Baldwin Jr., Jalen Johnson. I mean, those are all top 10, top 5 type talents in the entire country. But, you know, for football, you know, there's a handful of Division I guys each year. You know, a guy like Leo Chenal, you know, probably put up the biggest numbers. And, you know, the question about him is the competition level. I think
right.
That was either Division VI, I want to say, or Division V. I'm not positive. But, you know, all in all, I think if you put a guy like Leo Chenal you know, anywhere in the country, I think he's going to have some success. I think he's a guy who can play early at Wisconsin. You look at his brother, who's on the team right now. He's a walk-on. He played this year as a true freshman and burned his redshirt. So, you know, it'll be interesting what Chennault can do. You know, he's not the most heavily recruited or highly regarded prospect in Wisconsin's 2019 class, but I think he'll be a pretty good player for Wisconsin for a handful of years.
Okay, so before we get out of here, I know they've been pitching out some scholarship offers. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the college coaches around the country are able to go and you know, one, do in-home visits with a lot of the 2019 kids, either that they have committed or their top targets, and two, to go to a lot of high schools and evaluate, you know, prospects from across the country in the 2020 and even into the 2021 classes. Right away, right now, the two guys to watch in the 2019 class are Titus Toler and Quan Easterling. Both of those guys are uncommitted. Well, I guess they're both actually committed right now. Toler's committed to Colorado, and Easterling's committed to Akron. But both are going to visit Wisconsin officially this weekend and potentially
what positions
be
are
the
they?
Final two. I'm sorry, what?
What positions are they?
Yeah, so Titus Toler is a three-star safety. He plays at the same high school as Spencer Lytle, St. Yep. John Bosco out in California, which is one of the top programs in the country. So he's a projected safety. And Easterling, he's about 6'2", 230 pounds from Ohio. He's projected to play fullback. And it's interesting because Wisconsin doesn't usually offer fullbacks out of high school. They usually come as walk-ons or a linebacker that flips over to offense. So, you know, if you want to see something fun tonight, put on Quan Easterling's senior film. It's awfully impressive for a fullback. So they're going to have both those guys on campus this weekend and try to flip both of them. And, you know, they have about two or three spots remaining in this 2019 class. And, you know, those two guys are probably atop the board right now.
He is John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network. John, thanks so much.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
You betcha. There he is, John McNamara.
Do I see you
on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Do I seem a little down about Badger stuff or no?
No, you're just normal.
Is that normal?
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay, good.
You can start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Gary, you're never really excited about anything with the Badgers. You just say it's same old Badgers.
Right,
they are what
right.
they are. Let's not get overly excited. We know what they are.
I understand.
Until they start. Hey, what was that? Do you remember that? What was that 1 year Ohio State? Did they win a championship 1 year with three quarterbacks?
Urban Meyer.
Was that Urban with three?
Yeah, three quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Braxton.
Did you see Alabama's last game?
There's another one.
Jalen Hurts called him to lose that game.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, Steve.
Yeah.
Then,
I was thinking of you when I watched Hurts come in. I was like, if he wins this game, Gary's going to lose his mind. Wisconsin can't do that. No way Wisconsin can do that.
We're going to put in Jack Cohen.
I was thinking of you when Hurts came in. I was like, oh, boy.
Hey, let me ask you this. Real talk now. The two running backs Georgia have.
Yeah.
Holyfield's boy, and that one other kid, is it Smart? Or what's that kid's name? He's from Philadelphia.
I don't remember, but yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them boys better than Taylor.
Yeah, probably.
You're talking about Swift, right?
Swift,
yeah. I mean, I'm not a big Taylor guy. So
fumbles too much.
I'm not going to – well, that and I don't think he's really special. I think he's good. I think he's a good running back.
Yeah, he's good.
Melvin Gordon was special when he was here.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon's better.
Right, he's good. I'm he's a good running back, but Melvin Gordon was special.
Yes.
This kid ain't special.
He's going to break all their records in
four
years.
He's going to break them all.
Sure,
he's
going to break them all.
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean he's special.
Yeah, he does.
Just means he's a solid running back with a really great offensive line.
If he come out of this leading, you know.
Be even better than a quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to break them all. Leroy.
If you get 300 yards and you ain't got no quarterback, that's special to me.
Yeah.
Now that's 100.
No doubt. Leroy's special. That's why he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He is special, isn't he?
Take a – well, in many ways.
Where are you from, Leroy? Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Special.
Duval.
Duval County.
Duval. People are like, where is that? It's in Jacksonville.
I thought you were howling at the moon for a second. I'll take a quick time out, come back, and an interesting poll guy put up today on Twitter that involved the Packers and the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
I was shocked by the results, and I was even more shocked by Packer fans' responses to the results. That's next.